Section 11. Driving School Providers. Traffic Law Substance Abuse Education, TLSAE, course. If you have never held, or do not have in your possession, a driver license in any state, country, or jurisdiction, you must complete a traffic law and substance abuse education course before applying for a driver license in the state of Florida. The driver education courses offered by some county school boards may substitute for this requirement. Please contact your local school board for further information. If you are under 21 years old and receive a notice of suspension for driving with a BAL of 0.02 to 0.05, you must complete a traffic law and substance abuse education course in order to reinstate your driver license on a hardship basis. Third-party driver license exams. Driver license exams, Class E knowledge examination, are now available from providers approved by FLHSMV. The online exam is available to students under 18 years of age, with parent, guardian certification. Students of all ages may take the exams with a private exam provider in an in-person setting. Basic Driver Improvement, BDI, course. You must complete a Basic Driver Improvement course, Traffic Collision Avoidance course, if you want to retain your driver license in the following circumstances. You were a driver in a crash and are found at fault and someone was transported to the hospital. You had two crashes in a two-year period, which resulted in property damage greater than $500. You were convicted of running a red light, passing a school bus when it displayed a stopped signal, racing on the highway, reckless driving. If you receive a ticket for a non-criminal moving violation, and you do not hold a CDL, you may elect to attend a basic driver improvement course in lieu of points and your driving record. You may not elect to attend if you were charged with exceeding the speed limit by more than 30 miles per hour. An individual who elects to attend a basic driver improvement course for a non-criminal traffic citation will receive an 18% reduction toward the civil penalty. In some cases, you may choose to attend a course to receive insurance discounts. This discount is solely at the discretion of your insurance company. If, as a result of a moving violation, you elect to attend and complete a basic driver improvement course, you will receive the following benefits. 1. Insurance companies cannot impose an additional premium or refuse to renew a policy for motor vehicle insurance solely because the insured committed a non-criminal traffic infraction, with the following exceptions: a second infraction within 18 months, a third infraction within 36 months, or exceeding the speed limit by more than 15 miles per hour. 2. Points may not be added to your driver license record if adjudication of guilt is withheld. You may not make an election under this subsection if you have made this election in the preceding 12 months. A person may make no more than 5 elections in a lifetime. Within 30 days from the date you received the traffic citation and prior to attending class, you must 1. Inform the clerk of court in the county where you received the citation that you want to go to traffic school, and 2. Pay an election fee to the clerk of court in the county where you received the citation. A full list of your options for satisfying your traffic citation is on the back of the citation. You are required to choose one of the three options within 30 days of receiving the citation. Advanced Driver Improvement Courses. If your Florida driver license was suspended for points, as a habitual traffic offender, non-DUI, or by court order, you must complete an Advanced Driver Improvement course in order to reinstate your driving privileges. If you hold a Florida driver license and receive a citation for a moving violation in another state, that state may withhold adjudication if you complete a FLHSMV-approved Advanced Driver Improvement course. Licensed DUI programs. You may be required to complete a licensed DUI program if your license is administratively suspended for unlawful blood or breath alcohol level, refusal to submit to a breath, blood, or urine test, or conviction of driving under the influence or possession of a controlled substance. Older driver courses. A driving course just for older adults, 65 plus, can update drivers on traffic laws and suggest useful ways to adapt driving habits to accommodate aging. Some courses even qualify older drivers for a reduction in auto insurance costs.